When I used to sell drugs, I used to use UPS and FedEx. We'd get anything through the mail, and starting now, and there's a day, not sure when it was, maybe it's fucking 2 days after Thanksgiving, maybe it's a day before, and it's the busiest shipping day of the year. And on those days, I used to say we could ship a fucking dead body through the mail. They're not checking any packages. There's so many. Like, you get fucking five keys in a box and just write fucking Joe Blow on it. So guys out there, drug dealers, or doing anything like that, if you're going to ship a package, it's go time this week.
Right around the holidays.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man.
You know,
two chicks at the same time.
It's just a real nigga shit, your real nigga story, you know what I'm saying?
This beat is so bitch.
All right, the bright light's killing me. What are we now, Justin? Number nine. Bundy looking sharp, nice. My co-host over here, Mr. Bundles. People like Bundy, you know?
Yeah.
I got to get my uniform on. All right. People like Mr. Bundles. He has, he's starting to get recognized now where he goes places.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Yeah, they see Bundy with me and, you know, they shout him out.
Bundles.
Mr. Bundles, Bundy, King Kong Bundy. Yeah. The whole shebang. But what do we got? hope everyone had a nice holiday, nice Thanksgiving. You know, mine was all right. How was yours, Justin?
It's good. Can't complain.
Yeah. How was that Celtics game that you got overcharged for the $355 ticket that your friend? All right. Good. Good. That's all that matters. It's only money. It's only money, Justin. Last week we had a guest on, our first guest, not my first guest, but our first guest.
Yeah. Andy.
You know, yeah, Keith Rubino.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good. He was real good. You know, I heard he's the head of the union now.
He's just getting up there.
Yeah, he's going to D.C. He's going to be the head of the Insulators Union. Yeah I propelled him.
Yeah, you did. Start him.
No, but I'm sure it didn't hurt him. We talked about a lot last week. Talked about my youth and the troubles I've been through. And, you know, I was just thinking right now of this week. There's a kid from Lowell. He's a plumber. He ended up being a CO. Can I mention people's names without getting sued?
I think so.
All right. Not this kid, Jared O'Neill. But when I met this kid, Jared O'Neill, I told him a story. I go, are you really? Because his father was a Lowell cop and his brother was this guy, Tony O'Neill. So when I was a kid, we were selling coke. I was like 16, 15. And we were always selling drugs, but my friend started selling coke. My good friend, Timmy King, rest in peace, Timmy. He was my best friend. I've had a lot of best friends that are no longer with us, but he was one of them. And what a great kid and a hustler and a moneymaker. And he was selling a lot of coke and I got word this guy, Tony O'Neill, really wanted his business. So the guy, Tony, lived on West Meadow Road, right where I got my haircut today, at that barbershop, right after it, this house up on the corner. And the guy lived in the back, and it was like a loft. He had to climb up a ladder to get to his room. So this kid comes up to me. He said, I'm going to bring you over there. We're going to say you're Timmy. And he wants to show you his product, and we're just scamming the guy. So I go over this guy's house, and he has all video games. Like, kids used to hang around the arcade then in the early 80s, right? Like, Atari come out. And I think ColecoVision was out then. That was one of the first ones. But, like, Nintendo wasn't even out. It was like 83, 84. So this guy's got all little kids over there playing video games and smoking. You know, it wasn't even cracked, and it was freebase cocaine.
Right.
They're 14, 15. I'm seeing kids I know from 8th grade. You know, kids that are in the Volk in high school over there. And I don't realize what's going on. Almost like when I told you about being in foster care and all this sexual abuse. This guy, probably going to have to bleep this guy's name out, right?
Yeah, you can bleep it out.
Yeah, this guy was the whole nine, the big brother, everything I talked about.
Yep.
Straight fucking predator, right? So I don't know this. I find out in short order.
All right.
So it's St. Patrick's Day. This is a big day in my life. It's a day I got sober. It's a day I beat a bank robbery case. It's a day in Walpole I got a letter back with money they seized, $31,000.
Well, you got it back, right?
Yeah, that I got back. That day I got the
you
letter.
You chalked it up as a loss. So.
Yeah. A lot of funny shit happened to me on St. Patty's Day. A lot of bad stuff. A lot of good stuff. So this was St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to say 1985. I'm going to say I was 16. Might have been 15. Might have been 84. So I go over this house with a kid, Bobby, from my neighborhood, Bobby Landry. He was going over there and doing deliveries in this guy's car. So we go up and he's showing me the product, this and that. So the guy, this is the first time I ever smoked crack or freebase cocaine. I'm a little kid. The guy takes a half ounce and he cooks it up in this big fucking jar and he makes crack and he's got these glass pipes and blow torches and screens. And, you know, this is even before the fucking Pepsi bottles probably. I mean, people had glass pipes and blow torches. And he even had this contraption where, like, the top back then they had some 3-liter Pepsi bottles. And he had cut off the top of the bottle so it was just like the round plastic thing. And he duct taped a bag around it where so when you did a hit – you'd blow it in this bag and then inhale it back in and blow it. You know, the guy.
Really?
Yeah, the guy's a nut. So I'm smoking crack with this guy till the fucking sun comes up. And we're sitting on his bed. And he puts in, back then, see where this is going, right?
Sinead.
Yeah, this is. It's not going anywhere good. Back then, they had VCRs, which were video cassette recorders. You'd actually go to the store and rent a movie and, you know, Bundy knows, and push it in for the kids out there. It was like a big deal having a VCR, right? He pulls out this cassette and he puts it in, and I'll never forget it. This was like a famous – there was a couple of famous pornographic movies from, like, the 70s that will go down in history, and you could Google them. One of them was Deep Throat with Linda Lovelace. Everybody heard of Deep Throat. I don't think I've ever seen it. And the other one was Debbie Does Dallas. It was like a cheerleader. She like bangs the whole football team. Well, I've seen that.
Yep.
On this night. With and if anyone's ever done coke with two guys and watched porno movies, it's kind of a strange.
Yes, it is.
It's very, very, very awkward. Bundy? I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. It's very, very strange. And so this guy does a couple more hits and it runs out. And he had this, you know, never forget, he had this green like metal strong box. Like, I don't know if it had like a little padlock on or a combination, but he puts like a couple quarter ounces into something. And he says to the kid, Bobby, he says, here, go hide this. He'd hide it around the house. So the sun's coming up. There's this dog barking. And my father would go to work. He'd go to the gym at like 4:30 in the morning, like he still does. And then he'd go to work. He worked for Mass Electric, which is, what is it now? National Grid.
Yeah,
what it was called Massachusetts Electric, you know, the power company, electric company. So, and then he'd go to work. So, you know, I used to stay out all night when I was 14, 15 and come home right when he'd go to work and take a shower and go to bed. And I'm sitting on this fucking guy's bed with this other kid. And now like the coke's gone. But I had never done it. So it wasn't like I was fiending for more. You know, that's when these predators really get you. Yeah, you know, so then he hits me with the question, Bundy. He says, wow, it's weird how you can remember things like this.
Yeah.
Right? He says, hey, Mike. Whenever Timmy, actually through the night something else happened. A guy come over who knew who I was. It was a crazy night. This guy Dana come over and knew who I was.
Right.
Says that's not Timmy. It was a crazy night. But earlier in the night, he had a plastic green St. Patrick's Day hat on and he was making out with a girl.
Right.
Many people came and went. It was a crazy night.
Right.
Cat comes out of the bag. He finds out, but he says, "Hey Mike, if you let me suck your prick, I'll cook up another 8-ball." Yeah. So. I said, sure. No, I said, don't edit that the wrong way. Right? Justin can fucking ruin me right now, right? I said, call me a cab. Yeah. And he said, and this is verbatim. This is fucking 40 years ago. I'm not gay or anything. I just like sucking cock. And I said, Call me a cat.
Yeah.
So he said, no, no, you know, I'll drive you home. And my friend Bobby stayed with him. Yeah.
Sure he did.
Yeah, he did. Bobby Landry, Jesus Christ. But hey, I don't know. I can't say he did anything with him. Who knows? Maybe he didn't, right? Maybe he didn't. But if I was a betting man.
But we'll pay this guy a visit real soon.
Yeah, he was a kid.
Remember that?
He was a janitor in a law school system. He was a big brother. He actually worked in Billerick House of Correction as a caseworker, and he got caught having sex with an inmate. Like this guy, and this guy never went to prison. This guy's a fucking predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't want to fucking... I really want to just put him on blast, but I don't know how it works. I need someone coming after me, slander and everything. But I mean, what happened, happened.
That
fucking happened to me, but I got to talk to him about the legal ramifications because I just like to put him on blast. I've told this story, you know, to a few people. And he, him and Bobby drove me to my house, and I remember pulling up, and my father had a mint green Thunderbird, a T-Bird, and it was in the fucking driveway. We lived in like this two family, we lived downstairs, right? And I had the most fucking whacked out night. I had never smoked coke. I'm 15 years old. This guy smoked about an ounce of fucking crack with me.
Wow.
Tried to blow me. Watched the porno with two dudes. Had some guy come in and tell him that I wasn't the guy I was portraying to be. It was a fucking crazy night. You figure I never would have done drugs again after that night. But no. No, that didn't deter me.
It should have been a wake up.
That should have been. And I remember I went in the house and my father was, I was like, what did they say, a latchkey kid where when my mother, you know, gave me over to the state and I would escape and this and that and bounce around. I'd always go back to my father's, but he was a bartender and he was a fucking ladies man. He'd be out till 2-3 in the morning, but he'd always be up at 4:35 going to the Y, hitting the bag, running, going to work. Like the guy was the guy's just very, like he says to me, I never claimed to be normal. You know, he's a freak of nature. He's, guy's 80 years old and he's still doing it. Still going to the gym and still going to the bar every day. I mean, it's fucking amazing.
He doesn't look it either.
But I remember going in the house and he was sitting at the fucking table reading like the New York Post. And he gets, still to this day, he gets the New York Post and the Boston Herald and, you know, the sports lines and no one reads papers anymore. It's a throwback. And he was sitting at the kitchen table and, he didn't really say nothing to me, you know what I mean? Because I'd always fucking... I remember one time, you know, we didn't have cell phones then, and we lived on the first floor, like I said, and I'd open up my bedroom window, and I'd climb out, and I'd just stay out till 4 or 5 in the morning and climb back in the window. And my friend, Ralph MacDonald, rest in peace, Ralphie. He was one of my best friends as a kid.
Little big man.
Yeah, little big man, little Ralphie. Yeah. So Ralphie's waiting out front in front of the bushes where my father's windows are, and there was a phone on the wall, you know, the home phone. And I remember I climbed out the window, and I hit the ground, and the phone rang. And I'm like, fuck. And my father's like, yeah, he's right here in his room. You know, and he opens the door, and he fucking runs to his front window, and he opens the window, and fucking Ralphie's standing there. He's like, where's Mike? He's like, I don't know. He's like, it's right here. My father goes, what are you doing? I go, I was going out. He goes, well, use the door. I go, all right. I come in. I answer the phone. I hang up. I go, all right, I'm going out. It's like 11 at night, like a school night. He's like, all right. I'm like a left, come in at 5 in the morning, you know. So I really didn't have any supervision at all. And I come in, and he was sitting at the kitchen table reading the paper, and I remember I went in my room, and, you know, people know when you're doing coke all night, you're not fucking sleeping for about fucking 4 hours minimum. I don't know how long, but, you know. So I went, and I fucking laid on my bed, and I had this little, it was like one of those folding doors with the wooden slats in it. You know, you all open the bedroom door on the track, you open it, and it shuts. So I'm on the other side of this door. It might as well be a fucking bed sheet hanging there. And he's fucking 10 feet away reading the paper. And I'm like trying to act like I'm sleeping. I don't even want to move on the bed because it's like squeaking and making noises. And I'm just – it was probably the longest hour of my life before he fucking left and went to the gym. He left, and I'm like, oh, my God. I went out, and I took a hot shower. And I remember being in the shower thinking, what the fuck happened last night? And why didn't I let that guy blow me for another 8-ball? You know, no. Do I have his number called? Hey, I was thinking about that. I don't know. So, yeah. So I told his nephew, Jared, that story. And I hadn't talked to him in a year. We had a little falling out over something. And he messaged me. He ended up being a, he's a screw. He was a screw in the max. And I think he's in Concord Farm now. And he called me like a lot of guys do that I haven't talked to in years. You know, they're at work and they're like, hey, you're from Lowell. You know, a lot of people, you
know. Right,
right. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know him. So he's called me up and, you know, he told me all these guys at work and asked me if I know you and they follow you. And he messaged me this week and he goes, hey, I've been watching your podcast. You know, I like him. He goes, you got to tell the story about my Uncle Tony. You know, and I thought of that, and I goes, yeah, I got to.
Yeah.
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 The worst thing was, I mean, not that it matters, right? But the guy looked like fucking Jerry Garcia. It's not like, you know, I don't think that would have mattered, dude. Imagine you fucking, where's your life at? You look down, and you see this guy who looks like fucking Ben and Jerry's fucking gnawing on your fucking meat stick. Fucking, you know, like, Jesus Christ. What a fucking, where did I go wrong? You know? Yeah, that definitely would have been worse, you know, I think. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, fucking, yeah, Tony. Wonder where he is now. We should go pay him. Yeah, like the, what's the movie again? Sleepers. Sleep, there's another one on the list, Justin. Yeah. Justin, you want to fucking be our wheelman?
Yeah.
Whose car are we taking? Yeah, but, yeah, like I said, right, you'd think that would have been somewhat of a deterrent about doing drugs. Like, what the fuck? But I remember looking back at that, just like I look back at the foster homes and the DYS, like those kids over there playing the video games, you know?
Right, right.
And I remember one of the kids, I'm not going to mention his name because he passed away, and I know his son. But I remember someone I know went to that house, and they looked in the window, and they saw the kid, you know, having sex with the dude.
Really? Right?
And then the kid used to drive. They had a fucking, like a, not a 280 ZX. Remember when like the 300 ZX has come out, like the red one? One of the fags, Freddie Greenwood was his name. He was a real flamer. He was this guy's buddy, another one on the coke scene with the little boys around. He used to let this kid drive his car around. I remember the kid coming and buying tea off me. Tea, the yellow tea.
Yeah.
And the 300 Z, and I knew whose car it was, you know? And one day he was dating this girl, and I said, yeah, that kid's a fucking homo. He's fucking blowing the fucking old dude over there. Fucking the, you know, and he called me up. He's like, why did you say that to Paul? Or I go,
it's what it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. It just came out. Sorry. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't know it was a secret.
but yeah, there's a lot of that. There was a lot of that. Like, you didn't see that with the heroin, really. But with the coke, you know, I remember I was in Walpole State Prison, and I was telling the story. This guy's like, you're a fucking sucker. You're a sucker. He was a friend. He wasn't like shitting on me. He was like a guy, like I talk to every day, right? But I was like, I've had girls knock on my door, you know, and I remember this one girl in particular. I knew her, and she ended up whatever, and she knocked on my door, and I knew her boyfriend, and she was cute. She's like, oh, let me get a 40. I don't got any money. I'm like, no, Michelle, no. She's like, I'll do anything. And I looked at her, and I said, here's the 40. Bye. Like, I'm not going to, like, get some girl who's like, you know, but just some people would use that, you know, like predators, like, yeah, all right, you know, do this and I'll give you that. Yep. And like I said it before, there was a lot of prostitutes in my neighborhood. I actually lost my virginity with a prostitute, black prostitute. She was fucking hot. It is what it is, right? Not saying I've never done anything like that. You know, people that know me, and I'm sure if I ever sat with a psychiatrist, she'd say, that's why you're fucked up. That's why, you know, I've read a lot of books, but I've never been, you know, diagnosed. But I'm sure they'd say, well, your first few sexual acts, it was a fucking business transaction. And that, you know, it's like your reward system. It's like when, you know, like something like that, like, you know, it fucks you up. Anything fucks you up, right? So not like I'm above that, but I'm not going to fucking take advantage of someone who's fucking so desperate and saying, yeah, you know, I got this. I can make you do what the fuck I want. But, you know, if a girl is a straight fucking, you know, whatever, maybe I get a beaner or something. But I'm not going to like, but my point I'm making is a lot of guys would sell coke, especially, you know, in the 80s, early 80s, just for that reason. You know what I mean? He'll call me up, oh, please front me something, front me something. Oh, you know. Now, if you do something for me, you know what I mean? Like, you fucking scumbag.
Yep.
You know, I'd never done that, you know? I'd never fucking, I've never done that. take advantage of somebody when they're at their fucking weakest moment.
Right.
And people that do that, like I got in a fight and I banged a kid out in Billerica before for that. I was, it's kind of like the same situation. I was, I got to Cambridge jail and I was fucking 147 pounds, dope sick. I didn't sleep for like 3 days and this kid tried to 3-for-1 me a Snickers bar. Yeah. I was craving like sweets, like a soda and a Pepsi, right? And this guy comes, and you know, not to sound racist, but it was a, it was another white guy. Like, yeah, it's almost like in jail, the black people look out for their own, the Spanish go for their own, the whites are supposed to look out for their own. And this kid was a fucking white kid, and he come up to the 20th overflow, and he's like, you know, I'll give you a Snickers bar, a 3-for-1, 3-for-1. And I was in the bed. I was so sick, I couldn't even get up, you know? And I bumped into him like 6 months later. I was like 205, right, benching. Yeah, I was just like, I put on 50 pounds of muscle and I fired him the fuck up. But but there's a perfect example of somebody taking advantage of somebody in one of their weakest moments, you know? And that's what a fucking, you know, there's predators out there that do this. That's another, you know, that's another side of drugs that, you know, that a lot of people don't see, you know?
Yeah.
And I always said it's a lot harder for girls to get sober than guys. Like, I get sober, I did a lot of stuff. Last week I mentioned I stole a check and I stole money from my father, and that still bothers me, right? I've robbed some people. I remember I did an armed robbery once, and I jumped over the counter and I hit a guy with a butt of the piss. This is a long time ago, I can't, and I put the gun to a lady's head, and she, you know, she went to the bathroom, everything. And I remember laughing about, you know, after, right, so I was fucking out of my mind, right? And then I get sober. I'm thinking, I fucking terrorized that lady. Like, she's probably still fucking fucked up over it.
Right.
Right? To get a fucking cash box and a lottery thing, you know? And, you know, girls, there's always some fucking guy with drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That tries to either turn them out or take advantage of them. And that's why I say it's so much harder for girls to get sober. It's a tough road. And another thing with I always say about girls too is most guys that do drugs, most guys, I mean, I was an exception. I never worked in my life. I never had a job. I never really had a job. You know, I had a job for a week and then, you know, a couple of days my whole life. And then I made license plates in Walpole and that was my first check I ever cashed. And most guys, though,
they paid you by check too.
Yeah,
they did, huh?
Well, they taxes put 35. They put half, you know, whatever, 35 in your account, whatever, 15, whatever it was in your savings. Then when you get out, they give you a check and you go to the bank in downtown Walpole and cash it. Now I guess they ride you to some release center, but back then they bounce you right out the front door of Walpole. Yeah. And so most guys that are doing drugs and doing coke and doing dope, their roof is, their frame is, their landscape is, their, you know, they can get out of jail. They can go in a sober house and in the middle of the summer, hey, I got a job making 150 a day, making 200 a day, making 1,000 a week. And these girls, man, you know, they go out there and they get criminal records. They got to fucking go around and apply for jobs and fucking, you know, get a job in fucking Dunkin' Donuts making fucking, you know, $13 an hour. It's so much harder.
Yeah.
It's so much harder for girls to get sober. So my hat's off any girl, you know, that has struggled with addiction that fucking turned their life around and did it. Cause there's no fucking doubt in my mind. It's fucking 10 times harder for a girl to get sober than a guy, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's tough, especially if they went down that road where they're, you know, doing that, then they start thinking, well, I can make money. You know what I mean? Yep. Doing this or that. Yep. And then it's it's like anything else. They say old behaviors, like the old AA and NA guys, you know, it's so different now because a lot of guys are on meds and AA and NA now. They're on methadone and Suboxone and next thing you know, Klonopin, they're smoking weed and they're up there saying they're sober 10 years. I mean, to each his own. But, you know, back in the day, you know, sober, you know.
It means nothing.
Yeah. Now it's a lot fucking different, you know, that. But, where was I going with that? With the broads? Fuck. I lose my train of thought sometimes. Maybe I should be on a fucking Adderall or something, right? I could do Adderall and still be sober, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you think, Justin?
Do some Ritalin.
I say if I ever do anything, it's going to be psilocybin. I used to love mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking dry mouth. I used to love tripping out.
Yeah, you know, like I never did.
You did mescaline.
Mescaline.
Yeah, did a lot of mescaline when we were kids. A lot of mescaline. A lot of PCP and acid. Uh-huh.
That's why I'm always happy.
Yeah. I was talking to my mother today. I said, "Remember when I I know it's hard to believe, but I overdosed on PCP and LSD, and so much. I was in. Remember the kid Rebel?
Yeah,
another one, Rebel.
Yeah."
Rest in peace, Rebel, even though you wore a wire on your cousin Tiger. Yeah. Sent him up to feds. He was a childhood friend. Tiger forgave him and hung around with him. I don't know how. Yeah. Yeah, he was in Marion. He went away for a while for that. They got him on like that, what is it, the Dyer Act? And his last name was Dyer, too. Either Dyer Act or the Hobbs Act, where it's like crossing state lines in a stolen car to commit a robbery. He robbed the pharmacy in the hospital, and Rebel set him up for the whole fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so I was over this kid Rebel's house, and he didn't really have any parents either. And he had an apartment when he was 16 years old. And that's when fucking Rendleman and Randy got in that fight up at that apartment, the football team. McGruff was talking about the other day. So I'm up that apartment, and I did so much drugs, you know, the PCP, really, and the tea and the acid. So much. I was sitting on the floor, and I didn't remember this, but I just kept saying, "What time is it?" over and over and over. And I actually talked about this with my mother tonight at dinner and my daughter, because she goes, "Oh, when I see faces, I don't know where I know them from. It just reminded me of this." And it was just like I was seeing all these faces of people I knew and my family and everything, and I didn't know who they were, but I knew they were close to me, you know?
Right.
I remember, you know, I was asking them for money to take a taxi. I had money, and I ended up in the hospital, and I remember them telling my mother, "Well, he's on PCP and LSD, you know." And
right.
Like, what's that? Angel dust? What the hell are you doing? You know? But, man, I had a lot of fun in those days. Like, tripping was always great. And getting back to the psilocybin, man, you just do nothing but laugh on it. Like, you're not out fucking – it's not like getting drunk where you have – you know, getting in fights, you know, fucking beating your girl up, or getting in your car and doing fucking 130 miles an hour through a red light and fucking killing somebody, or like booze is just so bad, or, you know, the coke and the heroin, obviously, right? But the psychedelics, I really think Dr. Timothy Johnson, who was a big proponent of LSD, was way ahead of his time. You know, especially the psilocybin. You know, I read a little bit about it now, and there's a lot of good health benefits for it with people who suffer from depression, anxiety, all this type of things. And I really think, like, you know, the people are over medicated now with all these psych meds, and they fucking do nothing, right?
No.
And I tell people you should take some shrooms. So if I ever do decide to get high, like if they told me, you know, I got a week to live,
we'll make sure what it is.
Yeah. I'm firing down a chocolate bar of fucking psilocybin fucking immediately. And getting on a fucking plane to Colombia, you know? And I already live like that anyway, you know? Like it could be over at any time. And that's why we got to act accordingly. You know, you never know, Bundy.
No, you don't.
You never fucking know. It happens a lot. People die unexpectedly. We're supposed to go in natural, what is it, succession. Like, you know, a kid's never supposed to die before their parents or this and that.
Right.
So whenever it happens, it's just fucking terrible. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the way I look at it now is I'm on fucking borrowed time anyway.
Nah.
You know?
You're doing good. You're healthy.
Yeah, but I you know, I should have died fucking 20 years ago.
Right, exactly.
We're all on fucking...
We're going to live till we're 90s.
Yeah, we're all on fucking borrowed... We're all on borrowed time, you know? Yeah. So I try to, I try to fucking act accordingly, try not to hurt anybody today, and just do what I want to do. Sometimes, not everybody's happy with it.
No,
daughter.
You actually do it a lot.
Hopefully you are too. We got to get Bundy his fucking passport.
I know.
You know?
I had a passport years ago.
You did?
When I was trying to join the Merchant Marines with Kenny Strong. Got the passport. And at the time, I was juiced up, and I think it was like 290. And the doctor said, you have to lose like 50 pounds. And I was juiced up, and I said, all right, I'll try.
Yeah.
2 months later, I go back. I'm like 310. He's like, yeah, you're not going.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
You're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
The, speaking of the juice, you shouldn't do any.
No.
I've been doing testosterone for probably fucking 6 years. 6 years. You got no waters here, huh? I'm fucking dying here. Sure. A little Hawaiian punch, like a gent.
Yeah, there's some water right there.
Yeah, Bundy's fucking backwash. Gives me a lie. What a fucking gent, huh? Oh, Jesus. Fucking last sip in his fucking water bottle. Oh, let me check the phone. What do we got? We still rolling, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Are we really?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, hold on. Rich Perez. Rich Perez, keep the podcast going. All right, Rich Perez. Just fucking shouted you out like a gent.
Nice.
Yeah, where was I going? Me and Bundy joined the Merchant Marines. Something like that. Psilocybin. Tripping out and fucking.
What
does a Merchant Marine do?
Just working on cargo ships. And it's like a laborer's job on the ocean.
Oh, all right. I like the ocean.
Yeah,
ocean's Justin, awesome. You like the ocean?
Yeah.
It's a scary place, man. The ocean's terrifying to me, but
it can be scary.
It's peaceful. It's nice, but I can't imagine like being stranded in the ocean.
See, see that boat go down this week in the Bahamas?
I did it. No.
Yeah, whole ferry went down. One guy died. People are filming it. It's going down slow. They were on the fucking, they were in the middle of the ocean. They were in the water for like an hour before they all got rescued by fishing boats.
Yeah, but it's going down and everybody just sitting there watching. I don't know how
somebody drowned, but the they were all talking shit about the captain and the whatever you call them, the staff on the boat. They like didn't know what to do. They were just abandoning ship and jumping over and leaving the passengers on. Yeah, it's all over the internet, man. See, Justin, he doesn't even get a chance to like look at this stuff because he's too busy editing my stuff.
He's
this
good,
guy.
Though.
He's good. You gotta fucking stop working once in a while, Justin, and take a look at what's going on. You know, it's Kamala Harris. If you ask Joe Biden, I'll be here all week. Try the veal. he needs a little psilocybin and Adderall, I think.
Yeah,
this fucking guy. Let's talk about the world today, right? Yeah, everyone's so scared to talk about politics. Like, it's crazy, but never mind. Right, left. I still don't know what right and left is. Is right Republican? That's how I can remember it. If I don't know, is right Republican?
No, I think.
There you go. I'll never forget it. Now, I'd always say, I don't know which is which. I don't care if you're right or left. Right, I never voted in my life. Fucking today, they're running in Nike stores. I don't know where it was trash bags. They don't even cover their faces anymore because they made these like not felonies anymore. I mean, why ain't we doing it?
I know.
I mean. Because we're not fucking animals. I'll answer that. But it's crazy. Like, you know, you're going in a store and paying this and that, and people are just walking in with trash bags, right? And if you work in that store and you try stopping them, they'll fire you. I don't understand.
Bad guy.
I've never seen, and hey, man, I'm 54 years old, right? I've been around. And growing up, I don't ever remember kids
doing
whether they're in their teens, 20s, fuck, we were still
never even thought about
we still acted that. Like kids when we were in our 30s, even though we weren't kids. It's like when you're older now, you see someone in their 30s, right? I'll say, Justin, you're still a baby, you know what I mean? You're like, fuck, no, I ain't, you know what I mean? But never in my life did I ever talk about politics. It never even fucking crossed my mind until maybe 10 years ago when everyone hated Trump. I mean, when he first got elected, that night I was at Conor McGregor UFC in New York City, and I went to go to the Nike store, and they were fucking locking the door, and it was like 6 at night, and they were putting up the wooden sawhorses, and they're, fuck, get back. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And the cop goes, hey, asshole. He points across the street, and I don't know what it is, Trump Tower, where he lives, whatever it is. And that was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Picking it. So I'm, you know, my Snapchat then, right? So I'm screaming and the cops are loving me. Trump's the king of New York. And I didn't even realize the vitriol and fucking hate that people had. I paid no attention. Never in my wildest dream did I think Donald Trump would get elected. So I wasn't paying much attention. I thought it was more of a sideshow. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's fucking crazy, right? He's got balls, whatever, he's running. But then as it got closer and closer, like, wow, is this even a possibility? Yeah. And then, you know, he did. He got elected. So I was right away. I was fucking, you know, not our president. You know, we're going to move to Canada. You know, whatever the fuck they were chanting. I'm like, you know, those ain't my people. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I never voted, right? But I'm not going to be out fucking picketing. And that seems like those people are the ones that are like, you know, blocking the expressway on fucking Monday morning when people are going to work talking about like fucking climate change, like. The fuck are you even talking about? You know what I mean? Like, but the political climate right now and the way America is going, I don't care. Motherfucker, I don't care if you're a fucking Republican or Democrat. Like, this is fucking bad.
Yeah.
This is bad shit.
Oh, yeah, we need a new president. Yeah. Trump. Well, hopefully Trump wins.
Yeah. Fucking.
Hopefully you don't go to jail.
I know.
Let's get him in the office first and then.
What happens if a president goes to jail? How's that work?
He'll never go to jail, but
no, but like if he does, what? How does that work?
It wouldn't happen.
But if it did, hypothetically, right,
if it did,
because Secret Service,
he'd be by, I don't know,
super don't PC.
Know. Yeah,
guy would fucking be by himself.
Right, the Secret Service would have to be on the same block as him.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd have it to work in shifts, right? I mean, yeah. Justin,
something like that. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's a former president. He's protected. Yeah. Right?
Yep. 24/7 for the rest of his life.
That'd be cool bidding with Donald Trump. Huh? You wouldn't have to worry about canteen. You wouldn't be calling me. Bundy would call me all the time for money. I'd be like, Bundy.
Call Donald Trump.
Yeah. No, but imagine being live. That'd be cool stuff, you know? But yeah, it's my daughter's in high school, a little high, and it's crazy, you know, what they're teaching these kids. She comes home and shows me stuff, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck? I tell her, you could quit tomorrow. You give a fuck. You know, I tried to get her in trade school, and I ruined that for her.
So it's hard to get in, like, the Volk, right? You just missed a phone call, right? That's all it was.
No, I didn't miss a phone call. What happened was when she went to get in, they go, there's and it's tough. It's like, I don't know. I think it's harder these days being white, perfectly honest, right? And the guy kind of said that to me. He goes, you know, if there's 80 slots, you know, 5 to 10 white kids get in. But in Lowell, it's a lot of Asians, a lot of Spanish, a lot of blacks. So there is, I don't know if there's less. Yeah, well, probably the minority in Lowell. But what really sunk her wasn't race. It was she had 30 unexcused absences. So I call up, I go, what the fuck are you talking about? My daughter never missed 30 days of school. And this was all my fault. They said, oh, during COVID, remote learning. Huh. Here I am. I'm in her room. And she's got their fucking iPad open. And there's this fucking teacher speaking. He could hardly speak English.
Right.
And you could hear all other kids laughing and joking, right? And it's a joke. I go, Jordan, shut that off and go outside and play. Like, wow. No one's going to get held back this year. You know, when I was a kid, they'd keep you back. You'd have to go to summer school. I go, this year's a fucking wash.
Right.
Like this COVID thing. You got to pass. She goes, I don't got to do it. I go, no, you don't got to do it. And she had 30 fucking absences from remote learning. And she didn't get in the vote. And now she's in Lowell High. One teacher, all they talk about is Trevor Noah, reading books about Trevor Noah for 3 months so far in school. She's like, all they talk about is Trevor Noah.
The fuck
like,
is Trevor that?
Noah, it's a guy to the Daily Show. Oh. And she has another class at science, and all they talk about is don't eat meat, vegan, some wacko teacher. So she said to her, I thought this was science class one day. And then I'm like, good, like speak up. So when I hear this stuff, it's like, just like practice math and pay attention in Spanish class. That's all I got for you. Because anything else you're learning, it's not going to apply to anything, you know,
no.
In your fucking lifetime.
Nope.
You know what I mean? I mean, kids can use their phones for math now, but try to learn to pick up a little bit of another language. And, you know, you hate to tell a kid, right? This don't matter, you know? A high school diploma don't mean shit.
No, it
don't. You better learn how to hustle and learn a trade or do something, because that isn't going to do nothing. I mean, a college degree these days, you get out of college, you start going applying for jobs. I mean, it's tough. It's tough these days. Yeah. So when I see a kid going to trade school or, you know, like, you know, Keith, who was on last week, you know, a union job, doing insulation, electrical, carpenters, you know, these are the guys that are going to do all right, you know, but man, having a fucking diploma, you know, unless you're like, you know, these Chinese kids that fucking go to school fucking 8 days a week and get a 4.0 grade point average or something. I mean, you know, you're just fucking wasting time. Yeah. I mean, it's good to be in college, right? You have fun, especially if you're playing sports and this and that. I'm not going to say it's a total waste of time, but, you know, it ain't easy right now.
No, it's not.
It ain't easy. No. I mean, I was going to be a merchant marine when I was a kid. The problem with me was it wasn't my weight.
Yeah.
No, that was too. You had to be really stupid, I guess.
Learn how to tie your shoe.
my IQ was a little too high to be a merchant marine bunny. You know what I mean? So yeah. I got a warehouse job on the street, not on a fucking boat. Yeah. No. Shout out to my merchant marines. I'm just breaking balls. That was Bundy sits in his room at night. And he's like, "If only I could have fucking.
If only I could have
got down to 240. Only I could have got down to 240. I would have been the best merchant marine I ever saw."
Don't do the juice.
Don't do the juice. No. Oh, yeah. So I started doing juice, right? Like 6-7 years ago. And this has been freaking me out, right? So I'm doing a shot of testosterone once a week. Sometimes I won't go to the gym for fucking 2 months, right? And I'm still doing this test. And because, you know, after the age of 40, your body stops producing testosterone, right? And I tried stopping it one time, and I was just like, no energy, felt like shit, didn't want to get laid, nothing. I was like, fuck, this is like drugs. Like, I'm hooked on this. But I really got a question, and people out there could maybe help me with this or let me know. Is I saw this thing with Dana White recently where he took that test. I told you about that, right? Did you see that, Justin?
They predict when you're going to die.
Oh, he did that like a few years ago.
Yeah.
He said he was like on the verge.
He has 10 years, less than 10 years.
That's what it was.
If he didn't change everything.
Right.
Completely,
He changed everything.
So, yeah. So I was around him a couple times at this thing and at a couple of UFC events. This one I was just at. They had a little barrier separating us. And I was ready to risk it all because – he was always jacked and he always got that red face. And now you see him and he's slim and he's in great shape, right? And I just want to fucking ask him, right? Did they tell you, like, stop the testosterone right now? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you know he was doing the juice and probably I've never done the growth, but you know he was doing the test and probably the growth. And I just fucking wonder, like, yeah, you start thinking, right? You're at this age. I mean, you know, maybe that shit's fucking terrible for my heart, you know? I do get a heart. I mean, there's not a lot going on in there, Justin, but there is a little something fucking beating in there, you know? Christmas around the corner. You get your shopping done?
Yeah.
Bundy starts early.
I got a lot of people.
Bundy's ahead of the curve with that. You know, he starts like around Halloween, right?
Yeah, around right after Halloween.
And Bundy's a huge, huge Black Friday guy. Bundy is out. No, Bundy's at Walmart on fucking
The day before.
No, yeah, like right after he eats his
Thanksgiving dinner the next
day. Right after he eats Thanksgiving
dinner. Bring a plate with me.
Yeah. He's got like, you don't even know it's him. He's got the hoodie on and the mask. He's all bundled up. He's got a little tent. And he's the first one in the fucking door.
And I get everything.
Yeah. Bundy, huge Black Friday guy. Speaking of Black Friday, I took my daughter to the movies the other day and I saw the movie Thanksgiving. Did you hear about this one, Justin?
Yeah. Killing everybody?
Yes, it is. It is a pilgrim that's killing everybody based in Plymouth.
Is it
shout out Plymouth South. Shout out Hanover. Hanover football gets some recognition there. And those are my guys, Hanover right there. Fucking Sean Cody. Sean Cody's kids are a coach there and his other son's an assistant coach. And another friend of mine is, what does he do? He just runs up and down the sidelines. But yeah, there's a lot of mention because it's like high school kids and Hanover football. They don't shout out Plymouth South. It's like East Plymouth. I think that's a fake high school. But they shout out Hanover because that's their football rival. So that's cool seeing a local film where you actually, know some of the stuff. I was actually locked up in Plymouth House of Correction before. And that's the extent of my time seeing Plymouth. I didn't get to see much of it. It wasn't much fun. So the movie started out, and I said to my daughter, this guy's going to be the killer right here.
Right.
Right. So at the end of the movie, she goes, I fucking hate you. So I won't say who it was. You can guess on your own, but it was a good movie. Obviously a low budget movie, right? Not super low budget because it's not like some, indie flick where you see it at Sundance or something. I mean, it it made the cinemas, right? And there was like a couple of, one big name actor, maybe two. But it was a good movie. For a cheap movie, I mean, you're going to see some fucking slash or horror flick.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So
yeah, I love horror movies.
Yeah. I give it a thumbs up. I give Thanksgiving a thumbs up. All right. Nice. What about you, Siskel? No, Ebit. You're Ebit.
Yeah, Ebit. I'm going to go watch it tonight.
All right. Yeah. That's the thing now, right? You don't even get to go to the movies anymore, right?
Nope.
You can watch it, right, at home, right? Or something like a Fire Stick or something?
Yeah. A lot of times too, they'll come on like Amazon and shit same day they go into theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. Yeah, boom.
You pay like $20-something. You pay like you go to the movies.
Yeah.
Right.
That sucks because I said it to my daughter. I don't go to the movies a lot, but it's a whole vibe.
It's the experience.
Yeah, the movies, man.
Yeah.
Fucking eating popcorn and fucking Junior Mints and firing some around some Milk Duds. Yeah.
They ain't got the black boxes no more, do they?
No. They do. They have something like them. And I threw out the one I had at the Sober House, and the kid Ika told me I could go and fucking and switch it out. Ika's friends with Gaetano? Gaetano?
Oh, Burrito?
No, Gaetano.
Oh,
Bad Brains.
Oh, Bad Brain guy. Yeah.
What's his name?
Al.
Yeah.
All
right, Al. Yeah. He's friends. I thought it was Gaetano. Or is that just his Instagram handle?
His Instagram name, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Is he really Italian?
Oh, yeah, he's really Italian.
All right, because if he was like Al Fisher or something and,
No, Giorgio. He's his Italian.
Oh, all right. Gaetano, you get a pass. If you are Fugazi Italian, I'm going to call you out. You know what I mean? But he's friends with my friend Ika, whose friend owns a store in East Boston or Revere, and they sell those magic boxes or whatever, and he goes, oh, just bring yours in. I can have him tweak it so it works again. I'm like,
really?
Fuck, I threw that in the trash, right? Yeah. It stopped working, But, yeah, that's what sucks about now, about the movies kind of dying out. And even shopping. I mean, my friend Spiro, I got to have Spiro on the podcast. Spiro's another one who's fucking not saved my life, but helped me change my life in leaps and bounds. Yeah. I mean, he helped me buy my first property. I owe a lot to him. But Spiro, 6-7 years ago, he's like, oh, I don't like going shopping, Black Friday. He's a paranoid kid, right? And he goes, someone goes in there with a gun and starts shooting fucking, like fish in a barrel, right? I don't like going to movies. I'm like, you're a fucking nut, dude. Next thing you know, it's like some fucking nut pulls out a gun. It's a Batman movie in fucking Denver and fucking wipes out like fucking 20 people. And then a mall shooting. He's like, told you?
Yeah.
But I mean, what's the odds, right? You roll the dice, but you don't want to be that one. But it's a whole vibe too, Like I order a lot of stuff off Amazon, but fuck, I like going to movies. I like going to the mall. And I feel like with technology, man, people are becoming more and more, obviously I'm very outgoing. I always have been, My grandmother used to tell me I got the gift of gab, right? But a lot of these kids, man, they have no fucking social skills. They have no social skills.
Hey, last night, about 1:00 in the morning, I see somebody walking to the front door, Amazon.
Really?
Dropping off a package at 1:00 in the morning.
Well,
I opened the door. I scared the fuck out of him. He's like, oh, that was because he was taking a picture of the package on the front steps.
Yeah.
It was for Joe Jump.
Yeah. This is that time of year where you see them UPS trucks and there's fucking two guys in it. And it's, everybody, Christmas around the corner. I got a flight to catch to Columbia. And I'll be checking in with you when I get back.
Yeah.
Bundy's going to run the sober house while I'm gone. He runs it with an iron fist.
Yeah.
And I think that's a wrap. How long's it been, Justin?
Just about 50 minutes.
50?
Yep.
Really?
Bundy, you got anything else to say?
No.
Would you like to end this meeting with the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's fucking go. All right, buddy. Justin, thank you.
Like a bunch of narcotics.
Yeah, work.
Pull up in a new Rari. Living life, just got it.
Come on.
Chopping bricks like karate.